Coach, you named captains today out there?
Yeah, we did. On defense, we've got Champ Bailey and DJ Williams. On offense, we've got Jay Cutler and Daniel Graham. And special teams, we go week by week, but Mike Leach will have it this week.
With your son, you kept the most rookie undrafted free agents. What do you like most of those three? About those three?
Well, we liked, obviously, if we feel they're part of our 53, they can help us win. It's always nice to have some young guys step up. You never really know what they're going to do until you go through the OTAs and the four preseason games and watch how they handle themselves. But not only do we have some guys in the 53, but we got some guys starting, which is always good.
With Mike, you guys, I'm curious to see how you guys will react on the road. That was kind of an issue last year. You've gotten younger.
Well, you're always hoping that they play well on the road. We'll get a chance to see Monday night.
Like, how'd Boss Bailey do this week?
They're pretty good. It'll be a game time decision to decide what direction we'll go there. But he has improved.
Elvis?
He's ready to go. No problem.
Mike, do you ever get any time? I know as busy as you are, but you know, everyone's excited. Football started last night. Games, do you ever have time when you're working to watch games? Are you still a fan of the game as well as, you know, coaching? Or you watch, or are you kind of scouting when you watch?
Yeah, it's Thursday. We get done fairly early. Actually fairly early, 7:30, 8 o'clock. So we had a chance to watch a little bit of the game last night. And, you know, with the Monday night game, most of the players will get a chance to watch a little bit of it before we take off. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's your profession and you kind of keep an eye on all the other teams, see how they're playing when you do have the time.
Mike, is Marquand Manuel, is he full go even with the cast?
Yeah, he's full go. He's been full go about 7-8 days. You know? Obviously, anytime you have a cast on, you still can move a few of the fingers, and he can do that. Obviously, he has quite a bit of restriction with his thumb. That's what's casted. Same thing with Elvis. You know, he's got three fingers. You can use the rest is casted and with the pins in it, but I'm sure it bothers him a little bit, but they should be able to go out there and still get the job done.
It's going to be strange not to have Tommy out there for the first game, but Casey Wiegman, obviously, this guy's got a ton of experience coming in. So.
Yeah, Casey's done a great job, and you hate to lose a guy like Tommy. But we're very fortunate to have Casey with us, and you know, we've got some depth at the offensive line right now. And with Tom coming back hopefully next week, and that's what we're keeping our fingers crossed, that we'll have more depth. And it's going to take Tommy a little bit to get back in football shape. He's been out for over a month, but if there's anybody that can do it, he can.
Like on the captains, most of those guys are veteran guys, but Jay's a younger guy. Do you think that just shows the kind of respect he's engendered at such a young age here?
Well, as a quarterback, that third year, you're not too young anymore, especially when you're the starter. Just shows the respect the rest of the team has for him.